Hilliard Lyons is proud to become a part of Baird, a trusted financial services firm that shares our commitment to the community. I'm Jeff Main, branch manager with Hilliard Lyons. You can learn more about Baird and our new partnership at HilliardToBaird.com.
There's Keith Klein.
Hello there.
And holding patiently on line number one is the chancellor of Ivy Tech. It's our great friend, Jenny Vaughn. Jenny, good afternoon. How are you?
I am fantastic. Loving this weather. How are you today?
We're disappointed that we can't move the show outside.
Hey, I did a Zoom call today outside. It was awesome.
I don't blame you. There's absolutely no reason to be inside at all here.
That's right.
On the 11th day of June. And every Thursday, Chancellor Vaughn joins us on the phone. You can Zoom us from now on if you want. It's up to you. If you can, you can Zoom away if you'd like.
You know, we should do that.
Yeah.
We should definitely do that next week. I'll do it.
Okay, good. We'll start next week. The audio sounds better. That's what it sounds like. You're right here in the room with us.
Oh, very cool.
Or
we want to definitely sound like that.
Yeah, or we could sound like we're outside with you somewhere else. That paints a better picture. Since our
Jenny's got a very nice deck and a shady backyard too.
So. Outstanding.
That's right.
That's a long.
I'll have Neville mow while we're talking, so that would really
be nice.
You know, so you have that full ambiance of my backyard.
That's a long cable we got to run. A long, long cable. You were a trooper, Keith tells me, last Saturday. And I saw the pictures on social media as well. Those who have come up with the color scheme for caps and gowns to stand out, they weren't designed for 91-degree weather for a few hours, were they?
No, not at all. So we had so much fun. You know, we celebrated our students on our campus in the parking lot, and somehow I had this brilliant idea. You know, I hand out the diplomas at the IU auditorium in my full regalia and all of that. So why wouldn't I do that in 91 degrees on the asphalt in our parking lot for 4 hours?
Well, I think you've answered your own question.
Exactly. So I went ahead and did it. You know, the first few, I was like, oh, this isn't bad, you know, and then, you know, lots of people were coming through, and it was very hot. Took it off for a few minutes, you know, as we had a kind of a break, but it was such a blast. It was an incredible time. Students were crying. Families were crying. I was crying. I got to spend a little extra few minutes with every graduate as they came through the line. I got to talk to them about their future, you know, where they're working, what their plans are for transfer. It was just incredible. I had a family that came through that was a mom and son had graduated together. So we had hundreds of people out there, and over 200 students came and participated and went through the drive-through, and we were able to have stations all across our parking lot. Keith worked at one of them, and we were checking students in, and then we were giving them a bag with lots of different goodies in them. Then they came around, and their name was announced over this huge loudspeaker with what degree they were that they had been awarded, just like as had they been at IU Auditorium. And then they came to me to get their diploma and chat for a minute. And then they went around and were able to take pictures at various stations around the campus. So you saw some of those on social media, those great pictures. And then they got to pick up as they were leaving a yard sign that said that they were an Ivy Tech grad. And I'll tell you, it was so much fun. There were honking horns. There were students brought their families. So a student might have three or four cars behind them with their family members in the car. One of our trustees came out, Lynn Coyne came out and watched all of it and celebrated students, all the faculty and staff, and the team that put this event together. You know, I was a little skeptical at first, not because of the heat, but just because, you know, I didn't know if a lot of people would be interested to do that. And let me tell you, I was wrong. It was incredible. The students loved it. Their families loved it. I've probably received about 20 emails from families saying thank you to the faculty and staff for putting this on. So what a blast.
Well, I would think
definitely want to do it again.
Yeah, I would think the interaction that you've described there, you didn't have that perhaps at the auditorium. It was kind of
nobody
like...
Nobody drove their car across the stage.
Well,
the
I tried
auditorium.
That once.
No.
And they, yeah.
They still won't let him at the IU auditorium because of that.
And I'm not bringing back that dolphin either, no matter what they say.
No matter what. No,
but Jenny, that interaction, am I right? That what you had last weekend was more than what could take place at the auditorium. That connection had to be completely different. How exciting was that?
It was just incredible and totally didn't even expect it. It was because, you know, at a regular commencement ceremony, you're calling the names, they're coming through quickly get that photo, you know, move them along to get the next person. You're hustling that group through. And, it was just so awesome. I mean, to see the looks on their faces, how proud they were. You know, some of them brought their little kids, and their kids were excited. They decorated their cars.
Well, it was almost like their own private. It was almost their own private graduation, as opposed to being one of however many. When you could get that couple, 3, 4, 5 minutes, get the picture, that connection. I don't think you can ever replace that.
I don't think so. And to hear how grateful the students were for the faculty and for the staff that helped them. You know, students were saying particular names, you know, and things like that. And to hear all of their plans, you know, most of them had jobs, and those that were transferring were ready. You know, they're going all over the place, all over the state. A lot of people going to IU. It was incredible. It was hot. But
Jenny, one of the things that I noticed as they came through, I was in one of the first stations, and I'd say, what's your degree, and what are you going to do next? And the neat part was a lot of the cars had moms and dads in them, sometimes brothers and sisters, and some of them kids came in all by themselves. But it was so neat to talk to them and say, okay, what's your degree? What are you going to do next? And over on the other side is the chancellor, and she's going to give you your diploma cover.
All right, I have a suggestion for next year's graduation. Every 20th car has to bring you a water bottle.
Well, maybe not
a
water
bottle.
Okay. Or throw water balloons at you. Maybe have a dunk tank.
There you go.
I actually did at one point. It was hot and I needed to take a bottle of water, and I literally just poured it down my back of my neck, and it was really warm. I actually had somewhere I needed to be afterward, and I just canceled that and went straight home, took a shower, and just put my feet up. Trust me.
I don't blame you. What's left of your feet if they haven't melted off? Chancellor Jenny Vaughn is our guest this afternoon, the outdoor drive-through graduation. And you used the word skeptical in your remarks in the beginning there, and I don't know how you couldn't have been anything but skeptical. But now, is this something that you reconsider for next year, or do you go back to the comforts of air conditioning and the auditorium?
Well, I have to tell you, it was so special. That drive-through was so special, and everybody, all the employees were like, we should try to do something like this again. You know, the tradition of walking across the stage and being able to have all of your family members there, I can't not go back to that. We're going to go back to that, but boy, maybe even coming up with some other kind of way that I can actually meet our graduates like that. I get to meet our honor students, you know, because we have our honors day traditionally before commencement. So I do get to meet those students, but to meet all of those students that came through, over 200 students, and to hear their stories, and, you know, especially during times like now, and it's, you know, it's kind of rough out there, and to hear stories of hope and gratitude, it's just, you all have to come out and experience what we got to experience last week.
Jenny, how are you doing on the moving toward, I know the schools are calling it the reopening plans. Mm-hmm. How are you going to reopen? And are these all your calls, or is some of this coming from the central office?
We are definitely making plans as a statewide college. We need to, so all students have the same, know what's going on. They all have the same experience. But every campus is going to do it a little bit differently, just because of the size of their campus, or also there's some counties throughout the state still that are in worse shape than, you know, Monroe County is in pretty good shape. So actually, we will probably not open our doors until the 1st of August. However, a small group of people will be going to campus next week, and that includes me. So I'll be going most of the time starting next week. I'll be back in the office. So what our main focus will be is to get the buildings ready with signage, with social distancing, moving desks and chairs and all those kinds of things. Now, our facilities crew has already done that part in the classrooms, but now we're going to go through just general areas, public areas, office areas, and all of that. So the plan really is for us, about 10 of us, to be on campus starting next week. Then we'll have another milestone the week of July 6th, where we will possibly be having some other employees in the building. And we're also going to be completing the students that couldn't complete their courses in the spring. Those are lab classes that they, you know, they have to have that hands-on, finish those classes with some of those labs. And that will happen the week of July 6th. So we'll have a small, by invitation only, group of students finishing those classes. And then slowly but surely, we will start to come back. We will be very dense in the population of employees and students that will be allowed to come back. And then I think starting August 3rd, we should start to slowly open our doors for people to come in. So all of that could change overnight. Who knows? But that's kind of the plan.
We're speaking with Jenny Vaughn, the Chancellor of Ivy Tech here in Bloomington. And Jenny, before we let you go, you wanted to mention something about lifelong learning.
I do. So the Center for Lifelong Learning has always offered some great fun classes for kids of all ages, literally. And so they have literally moved all of their art classes and many new classes to the virtual world. And so they're all online. And they added a couple new ones for kids. One is the Hogwarts Summer Session, which will be everything about Harry Potter through arts and games and books. And there's another cool class that's called In Campaign for Change. So that's kind of cool. So they'll students can explore the basics of government and nonprofit work while creating mock campaigns. So really creative, really proud of that team. They've done stellar work. And if you need a camp for your kid this summer virtually, come check us out at ivytech.edu/CLL.
Perfect.
I love it.
Time to cool off. Time to put your feet. Well, you're outside cooling off. You can go. See, there are days like today you can go outside and cool off. That's the good news.
That's right. That's exactly right. I plan to do just that.
But next Thursday when you join us via the Zoom world, we will hear all about how the building is getting together. When was the last time that you spent any time kind of just looking around in there?
A couple of weeks ago. So we had our YouTube premiere of commencement, and we did the taping in the building. So that a couple of weeks ago, about 3 weeks ago, I was in there, really eerie, nobody in the parking lot. We all want to get back. I know everybody all across the country wants to get back to what was normal of some sort. So looking forward to it.
Great. Well, we'll hear all about it next Thursday. Enjoy the perfect weather this weekend, and we'll talk next week.
You got it. Stay safe. Enjoy the weather. Take care.